Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I praise you, God, today. I give you glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. I praise you. I worship you. I thank you. I ask you to move by your spirit. Begin to saturate our souls, our hearts, our minds, our spirit with your love, the power of your love. It surpasses all understanding. It surpasses every affliction, every trial, every tribulation, every suffering that we have encountered in this life. Oh, God, I thank you. I magnify you. Father God, I ask you to move by your spirit and touch lives tonight. God, let them know that, God, you hear. Amen. You're right there in the midst of them. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. David's son, Solomon, built a sanctuary for you to dwell in. Today we have sanctuaries all over the world, Father God, and we ask that you would abide in those sanctuaries by the presence of your love, by your presence of your son, Jesus Christ, and what he done on the cross, and by the presence of the precious Holy Spirit. I pray that you would move and strengthen those that need strengthening, those that are weakened, God, by situations in their lives and don't understand that, God, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Let them understand that every need can be met and every answer, amen, can be given in an appropriate time if they just wait on you. God, I want to thank you. This is a season of thanking you for what you have done. This is a season of restoring and repairing the breaches. This is a season for rejuvenation. This is a season for you to be glorified, God. This is a season, amen, praise God, for your saints to reap the benefits. Amen, praise God. So we go in, amen, this season with a thank you, God, for what you have done. Thank you, God, for how you have moved upon situations that we didn't even know how to deal with, for situations that would have occurred, but you've seen them before they happened, amen, and you were able to deter the works of the enemy. We know the devil, he's the thief that come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But you said that you come that we might have life and that much more abundantly. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father God. Amen. As you reach into the archives of our lives, amen, praise God. And you begin to see our history, praise God. Some of us have had some bad experiences. Some of us have gone through, amen, much suffering, amen, much dilemmas, and they couldn't even understand, amen, praise God, that it was you that brought them out. That it was you that, even though the enemy came in like a flood, but you were setting them up for a blessing. I want to thank you, and I want to give you praise. I want to give you honor and all the glory today for what you have done and what you're about to do in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment, amen, is dealing with seasons. We have so many, amen, reasons to thank God for, amen. And there's a song that says, when my season come. Well, I want to tell you that, amen, your season is here. Amen. This is a new thing, amen, praise God. It's a new beginning for those, amen, praise God, that have gone through much. And in their archives, all they see is bitterness and hatred and hurt and unforgiveness. But at the same time, they still reaching out so that they can be healed, so that they can go on and do their work, amen. And I want to speak to you about the pit, amen. From the pit to the palace, amen, praise God. And it's coming out of Genesis 37, the 26th through the 29th verse, amen, praise God. And if you have your Bibles, amen, I'd like you to get them, amen, praise God. And we're going to refresh, amen, in this season, and we're going to reap the benefits, amen, from the word of God, amen, praise God, so that we can go on, so that we can receive, amen, the fruits of our labor, praise God. And I say that very earnestly because a lot of us, amen, we have gone from season to season, from harvest to harvest, from one dimension to the next dimension, amen, praise God. Amen, and some of us have succeeded in it, and some of us have failed, amen, And some of us, amen, are still waiting on the blessings and not knowing how to tap in, amen, in order to get them. Amen, praise God. There's a simplicity about God, amen, and his word and his will. When he promised Abraham what he promised Abraham, he didn't retract on it, nor did he say, well, okay, well, that's for seasons, way in the trilennium or wherever. But he said, amen, praise God, in essence, that when you get your seeds, amen, praise God, your seed will produce, and your seed will produce seeds, and on and on and on. But those seeds will become a blessing because they will become the point of an increase because of your obedience. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, from the pit to the palace. So if I'm going in the pit, amen, I must be going in the direction of the palace, because ain't no other way I can go. Ain't no other way I can go, and nothing else I can do if I've been in the pit. Amen. If I've been going through stuff from season to season, there is a harvest for me. Amen. And I got to get that harvest, so I got to understand how to get it. Understanding is the key component to getting what God has promised. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Amen. Praise God. So from the pit to the palace, amen, Joseph believed God, and it was accounted unto him for, just like Abraham, it was accounted unto him for righteous, for good standing. Amen. Praise God. It was accounted unto him for being able to reach the potentials in his life in order to see the fruits that God had already placed there. They're already there. Amen. Praise God. But it's how you get there to that place, that season, in order to obtain. Amen. Praise God. So Joseph went on and he explained his desires and his dreams and his vision and what God had given him, and he began to express his feelings to his family. And a lot of times we express our feelings to our family, but our family is the ones that, amen, puts us in the pit. Amen, if I can say it. And the Bible said in 37:26, and Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hands be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianite merchants, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, from the pit to the palace. And then the Bible saying, Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit. He rent his clothes. And I go on to the 30th verse, and he returned unto his brethren and said, the child is not, and I, whither shall I go? So they took Joseph, amen, coat of many colors, amen, praise God. And they killed the goat, and they dipped the coat into the blood. That was in order for them to testify that Joseph had been destroyed. But their main objective was to get rid of Joseph and to kill him by throwing him in the pit. Tell your neighbor, don't take away my pit. If you do, it will stop me from getting to my palace. Come on now. And the lowest part of something in this case was the opening of the hole in which they had placed Joseph in, his brother. They threw him in a hole, amen, for him to die. But God, amen, is awesome and infinite in his powers and ways that he understood the magnitude of Joseph's calling, but he also made provisions. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, if I hang on, I'm going to reach my harvest because God has made provisions. Amen. Praise God. But I got to go through this pit experience in order to reach the palace. Amen. It wouldn't be no good if I didn't have no experience in life. Amen. And God would give me a blessing and I wouldn't know what to do with it. Wouldn't know how to utilize it. So I got to go to get through something, amen, in order to obtain other things. Amen. So this is regarding to the bottom. Sometimes we have hit rock bottom. Amen. And Joseph at this point was on an assignment. Praise God. Christians call assignment, amen, hell. We done went through hell and we done had the Joseph experience. We done had this experience, the Job experience, and everything that we can have. But Elijah, amen, praise God, had an experience where he had the ravens to come and feed him because he was getting ready to give up. Every pit, amen, have a raven. And it, amen, sustains you during the time that you are in the pits. Jonah had to be thrown in the belly of the whale in order to obey God. Sometimes we are rebellious, amen, praise God, and that stops our season and our blessings. Amen. So, amen, we as Christians, we say, oh, I've been in hell long enough and I'm tired of this here and I just give up and I won't do anything and I blah, blah, this and I stop complaining and say, neighbor, don't stop me from reaching my potentials because in it there is a pit for me, but there is also a palace if you can see the things that God has given me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The pit was considered to some as a failure. I failed in life. I tried to establish an entrepreneurship and go through certain degrees of getting things together and getting my business off the ground. And all of a sudden, my daughter, amen, my son stepped in and they began to mess around and cause problems, and I had to sell my business. Other problems come in, and my husband, my wife, they were just a little bit too sticky with the fingers, and they would go in and take finances that was needed to keep the business growing. So I ended up losing. It was a failure, and I'm tired of trying over and over and over again. I don't feel like, you know, going no further. I'm tired. I've gotten older, and I just don't feel like it's nothing is gonna happen for me. And so I just feel like just giving up, not going anymore, because I'm tired of failures after failures. But if you look at one famous man, Abraham Lincoln, he failed. He failed many times over before he was successful. Amen. The one that created the light bulb and electricity. Amen. Praise God. He failed over and over. The Wright brothers failed over and over until they got to where they were able to reach their potentials, being rejected and in despair all the time. You feel those pinches. You feel those fiery darts. You feel those crunches. But, amen, God wants us to know that there is a pit before any palace. Amen, praise God. We look at Daniel being thrown in the lion's den in order for him to do the will of God and fulfill the purpose. You got a purpose in your life, amen, and there is an assignment for you. But it's how you deal with it, the attitude that you take, amen, that's going to bring you to the next dimension and the next level on this assignment. One of the most important parts of our walk with God is to have acceptance in our life. Amen. Before we are accepted, amen, I'm talking to ministers, amen, praise God, as well as lay people, you are rejected. You're rejected by family, by close acquaintances, by associates, by ministers of the same caliber. So you thought, and come to find out they wouldn't accept you because of their education or the way they think or the way they do or how high they are or even by various other things that they feel, but they don't understand that them rejecting you was bringing you to your palace. Praise God. The Bible say Jacob had loved Joseph, so he made him a coat of many colors. This was an outward manifestation of God's sovereignty and his sovereign will concerning Joseph and Israel. On another occasion, God had Samuel to prophesy to David in order for him to start his assignment. Amen. Most often, if we don't have a vision or a dream, amen, praise God, a prophet will come and begin to minister to us and tell us what God is saying. First, there was an outward, amen, manifestation of what God had shown David, amen, concerning the power and authority that he would have even when he killed the lion and the bear, amen, while tending the flock. Amen, praise God. David had to do the dirty work, amen, before he could get in any position to do the will of God. Amen, praise God. He had to go to the training field. And if you notice, most military men and women, when they go on training field, they are tested to the maximum. And that's in order to break down the mind. That's what Satan does to us. He want to tear the mind down so that we can't accomplish the things that God has assigned for our life. If he can get your mind, he got everything else. The battle is in the mind. What you're going to do, how you're going to do, how you're going to deal with it, the circumstances, the situations, amen, your feelings, your emotions, your desires. Are you going to be steadfast, unmovable in the Lord? Goliath literally had cursed David and God, but God, amen, had, amen, David to say to the Philistines that you come to me with spears and shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Amen. Your first priority is to accept God and to keep God in your life. Amen. Praise God. Without God, you can't work this thing. Without the Holy Spirit, you ain't going nowhere. Amen. Praise God. The Holy Spirit is the one that works for you. He's the worker. He's the one that you need to recognize, amen, as far as moving and doing things and getting things done. God utilized him at the beginning of creation. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible said the Spirit moved upon the waters. Amen. The Spirit did this and the Spirit did that in order for the manifested glory of God's will to be done. That's why we see the animals, the birds, the humans. Amen. Praise God. And all things because of the work of the Holy Spirit. I praise God. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, nah, don't take me out of this pit. God's going to take me out. Amen. And he's going to place me in the palace. If you have anything to do with it, I would stay in the pit, or you would put it in, put water in it, or you would put snakes in it, or you would do anything you can to stop me from reaching my potentials and being able to complete my assignment. Thank you, Jesus. The word was spoken out of the mouth of David, and God performed it. We need to understand that you, when you get to a certain level, amen, praise God, and a certain dimension in God, you can speak a word, amen, and God will perform it. But there are certain areas before you even get there, you can speak a word, and the enemy will perform it. The negative thoughts, you sometimes can be your worst enemy. But if you look at the word and take it, amen, literally to the heart, even the psalmist in 119 said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God." Any kind of doubt, any kind of fear, any kind of drawback, you need to be developed, and those things need to be taken out of your life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible let us know that the coat of many colors was a signet of favoritism from God for the first, and then for Joseph's father, Israel, to make it. He had to have gotten, amen, an approval or a desire from God in order for him to step up. Joseph, amen, which was the 11th son, amen, to be blessed with honors. Praise God. It was a way of God showing who would be the next successor after Israel and where the assignment would begin for Joseph. There is a specific area where God will assign you, amen, in order for you to fulfill his will. Joseph's assignment was in Egypt, and in order for him to get there, he had to be in a position to be placed in the pit. So Jacob had sent Joseph to scout out and see where his brothers was. And this was all a setup for God to move Joseph in position. A lot of times we stay in the same location, around the same old people, and doing the same old thing over and over and over again, and want God to utilize us when he's saying, come out from among the unclean things. Come out from among your naysayers or your enemies, because they're going to keep you in the pit and you will never see a palace. So God had Joseph strategically located, amen, in Egypt in order to perform the will. The coat of many colors represented the will of God concerning Father Abraham. God told him that he would make him a father of many nations. So Joseph had to do, amen, his assignment in Egypt. He could not have been done in London or France or America. He had to be in Egypt at his season, at the time. And when you harvesting for souls, you got to be in the right season, in the right timing, on the right ground, because some ground is not fertile and it won't produce. And all you're doing is, if every time the seed try to come up, amen, you got something trying to tear it down and destroy it. Thank you, Jesus. The honor was, amen, one, amen, that would allow him to possess, amen. First of all, having birthright is the authority, amen, the power to enforce what you have spoken, and demons and people have to obey. When you're in your pit, that's when you learn how to rehearse and practice your power and your authority. Amen. That's how you learn how to fight demons. That's how you learn how to be disciplined in hard times. That's how you learn how to, amen, not be so in a hurry to jump before God, amen, and end up shipwrecking yourself. This power is given to you by God. Birthright is an important, amen, thank you, Jesus, is literally important in order to establish bureaucracy. And bureaucracy is the administrative system that would benefit all concerned. God was not only concerned with Joseph and the coat of many colors, but he was concerned about the dreams and the vision that he had given him. And in order for him to literally be what God had told him to be, he had to be able to establish his rights as being, amen, Jacob's son and the next one in heir, having that bureaucracy and that administrative system that would benefit all concerned. Amen. I'm going to have to pick this up. But one of the things that, if you notice, Joseph took the bureaucracy that God had given him into Egypt, and it became an administrative system that would save the nation of Israel. I will pick this up, praise God, on next Thursday. Please listen, because we have failed God by following so many people that have words you can jump around on, but they can never tell you how to get from dimension and from glory to glory. Thank you, God, will allow you a chance to be developed and learn. Amen. Praise God. So that you can become the next ambassador, the next leader, or the next pastor, the next teacher, the next lay person that gets $1 million and know what to do with it instead of throwing it away. Listen, praise God. We just want to thank God, amen, for what he's doing. Have a wonderful, amen, praise God week in Jesus' name. God bless.